Welcome, Miami Dolphin fans. So your faithful friend here at FL Teams thought I'd spend some time with you today. For those of you who aren't connected to the Miami Dolphins on social media, I thought I'd give you a peek into what you're missing. And for others, maybe a glimpse at one of the most toxic fan bases that you may ever come across. You're welcome. Day after. We'll start with our friend Neil Driscoll, who says that the Bradley Chubb trade was bad. I was wrong. He makes no difference. In the 8 games prior to having Bradley Chubb, the Miami Dolphins had 15 sacks. In the 6 games since, we've had 20 sacks. Don't be that guy. Just because Chubb's not the one getting them doesn't mean he's not affecting it. But really, let's chime in on this hot take. That means we gave up a chance to draft a cornerback one. Ooh, you mean one like Noah Igbinoghene, who got ate up over and over? So you want to pass him a perennial All-Pro and lament over the fact that you could have drafted a cornerback with a now late 20s draft pick from the San Francisco 49ers? Good take. Strong take. 8-6 is pathetic. 8-3 was great. We lose by 1. We lose by 30. It doesn't matter. Missing the playoffs are very real. Yeah, of course you can miss the playoffs. Not losing by 1 or losing by 30 in the NFL, hell of a lot of difference there. Again, don't be that guy. Go into Buffalo, probably the best team in the AFC, in adverse weather conditions, and you lose on a last-minute field goal. It's a lot different than getting blown out by 30. If I were Mostert or Ahmed, I would send a message and demand to be released. Both averaged over 7 yards per carry. True. And got their number called a combined 0 times last night on 3rd-and-2 or less. Again, very true. Demand your release? Raheem Mostert's had the best season that he's had in the NFL. Ahmed's been there all the way through, and he's making an impact. He had a rough game. He didn't agree with the play calling as a professional. Demand your release. And that's the reason that you're tweeting, and he's on the flight coming home. Now we'll go back to, this is where you get into this interesting one. For Dolphin fans, you cannot just be objective over Tua. You have to either love him or you hate him. Example, 2 people who are, you know, the old blue check before you paid for the blue check. Armando Salgorian and Chris Perkins. Both of them have a similar take, and I'll give you the retorts to those. Tua's pass to Sherfield has to be better. Sherfield should probably catch it. And where's the tight end in this offense on this team? Okay. Chris Perkins, low pass, but probably should have been caught. Both just acknowledging low pass, probably should have been caught. Both are true. The take's responding. No, if the ball was high and it bobbles, it's an interception. He put the ball where only Sherfield could catch it, and he didn't. Please don't try to put that on Tua. The commentators didn't blame Tua. It's funny how Ryder's trying to say pass was low. It was perfect with the defenders around. Commentators even said, great pass has to be caught. The guys that don't like Tua will say it should have been better. Anything but the drop ball. Probably not. Yeah, of course. No, it was a perfect pass. There was no fault whatsoever from Tua at all, ever. Because in the Dolphin world, you're either a Tua stan or a Tua hater. Can't be objective. Now, these get into the good ones. It's been the NFL against the Miami Dolphins all season long. No, it's been the Dolphins against the Dolphins. We've done a pretty good job of shooting ourselves in the foot with stupid penalties. Did the NFL and its owners simply decide to shadow ban the Dolphins from the playoffs? Never seen a season where officiating calls have so suspiciously gone the other team's way week after week. Looks like the good old boy network wants to punish Steve Ross for tampering. Multiple comments say, I agree. A conspiracy for those powerful Dolphins? Let's hold them down and officiate against them? Come on. Now, this one I laughed at. One of my, a great Finn fan follow says, I love Raheem Mostert. The response is, Mike McDaniels does not. Okay, that one's clever. Now we get into, 3 weeks ago, we were the number 2 seed in the AFC. And now we're barely in the playoffs. I'm sure everyone knows my opinion on why we're where we are. Marino never had a defense or a running game either. Prove me wrong. Tua has a defense. Tua had defense last year. Tua had defense this year. And he's got a running game. And Marino and Tua? Come on. Some of y'all should chill with the fair weather fan BS. This one I like. There's been no fair weather. I've been a fan since the early 80s. Ultimately, in the end, it's all been bad weather for a long time. Anyone still rooting for this team is either new or doesn't know any better, or they've been loyal AF and just calling it like it is. These are the ones where we have a little hope and a faith, right? Because it hasn't been fair weather. As we come through it again, look, the goal of the offseason was to beat the Bills in December and win the division. All the hill, waddle, deep plays still won't get us to where we are. Still the same thing. Greer and McDaniel have failed. Again, gloom and doom. No, we haven't failed. I'm going to review back to hasn't been fair weather. We've all stuck. But lastly, let's put this together, man. Let's do this one time. As Dolphin fans, appreciate what this team has done. And if you're going to be a fan, support your team. Let's get rid of the last ones that we go here, right? Going to say it, Dolphins had a great season until next season. We're still in the playoffs. 3 games left to go and can move the seeding, but the season's done? It's the worst. We fought, but it was not good enough. Every week, the same story. Let's just hope we can beat Green Bay. Dolphin fans, take a breath. It's tough out there. I know. I feel it too. But think before you tweet or you post, because it's not all doom or gloom. It's not against us or love us all the way. You can be objective. This team gives you a lot to be objective about. I want to share these with you. I'm going to keep this insight coming week after week for you. But for right now, Fin Fam, that's just a peek after the Buffalo game. I'm looking forward to it. I'll catch you with the Fins in the Sea this week. And hey, looking forward to a Christmas Day present of our Miami Dolphins against the Green Bay Packers, still controlling our destiny. Fins up.